It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis said in a press conference Sunday, federal medical supply efforts are falling well short of what is needed. Colorado may end up needing thousands more life-saving ventilators than it currently has. Polis said the federal government has indicated that states are on their own.
We as states need to play an unprecedented role in securing our own supply chains of personal protective equipment and ventilators to deal with the virus. And we are, and we will.
Governor Polis on Sunday. National Jewish Health says it has developed a COVID-19 diagnostic test. The hospital says it began testing over the weekend, starting with hospitalized patients and healthcare workers. They say they plan to expand testing to the broader community soon. National Jewish also established a clinic for suspected and confirmed COVID-19 patients. The hospital says that will help take the pressure off of emergency facilities. Denver Health got its own in-house testing last week. The U.S. Senate is still trying to find bipartisan agreement on an almost $2 trillion coronavirus aid package that it could pass and send to the House. Colorado Democratic Representative Jason Crow says that everyone wants to get it done fast, but they also want to make sure it's right. One area he's looking out for is how funds to help larger companies like airlines would be used.
I want to make sure it's going to support operations, that the airlines can continue to fly, but also support workers.
The Senate package includes $500 billion in loans to businesses, states, and municipalities, direct payments of $1,200 to adults and $500 per child, and $250 billion to help state unemployment insurance programs. Snowpack in southwestern Colorado was close to average after snowstorms last week gave the region a needed boost. CPR's Grace Hood reports.
February and March are key months for building snowpack in Colorado. The southwestern corner of the state fell behind as snowfall lagged, but the San Juan Mountain region saw a 7% uptick compared to a week ago. The Colorado Climate Center says all that snow may not exactly translate into full reservoirs. Dry fall months created more arid soils, which will grab some of the runoff to replenish soil moisture. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
And there's more snow for Colorado Central Mountains around Vail today and through the rest of the week. A chance for rain around Denver this afternoon and sunny skies and warmer temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News.